This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Broadcasting live from the Yarra Room in the Melbourne Town Hall for Joy 94.9's 21st birthday. Celebrating the past, present and future of Australia's first and only LGBTIQ community radio station. 21 years of joy, with thanks to the City of Melbourne for their support.
Good afternoon, Melbourne. Good afternoon, Melbourne. Good afternoon, world. Good afternoon, universe. You are live from the Melbourne Town Hall as we celebrate Joy's 21st birthday and are here as well for World AIDS Day 2014 in the back seat with Simon and Michael right here on Melbourne's own gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. Good afternoon, Simon.
Good afternoon, Michael. And we are not stuck in the studio this week, which is wonderful.
We've hauled the back seat out.
Yes, we've gone probably about, 500 metres up the road?
Somewhat, yes.
Yep, and we are broadcasting from the Yarra Room in the Melbourne Town Hall.
And I think it's lovely. I really do think it's a beautiful room. There are beards galore on display in this Yarra Room.
And we were talking lumbosexuals last week, yes, didn't we? So for people who missed our show last week, we're talking about the new version of hipsters.
And there are lots of lumbosexuals on the wall here in the Yarra Room.
It's like a museum, isn't it?
It's really pretty. We have got a big show. We've got everything from, look, we've got Conrad coming in later. Emily, our new program director, is also coming by. We've got some guests talking about Pronto, about Enough. It's all going on. It's all happening here.
It's jam-packed as usual.
Jam-packed. Yeah.
Indeed.
We are live, loud and proud here in the Yarra Room at the Melbourne Town Hall for Joy 94.9, celebrating 21 years on air.
Joy 94.9.
You are in the backseat here on Joy 94.9, celebrating Joy's 21st birthday and commemorating World AIDS Day right here in the Yarra Room at the Melbourne Town Hall. Now, Simon, 21 years ago, Joy was born, a screaming child from in South Melbourne. But 21, it's been a long time since I was 21.
When you think about 21st birthdays, what springs to mind for you?
A lot of people I don't like, generally, mainly because...
an uplifting soul.
Look,
I know,
but you know when you have no choice in who you invite for a party?
Yeah, and you're the life of the party by the sounds of it, aren't you?
I am. I go off like a frog in a sock.
I was thinking when we heard that it was Joy's 21st birthday, I thought maybe we'll be doing something along the lines of, with the theme of a 21st birthday, something along the lines of schoolies.
Good timing too for it, actually.
Well, indeed, we could have tied the two together.
I think next time we should go to the Gold Coast.
I think we're onto something.
Yeah, do an outside broadcast from the beach in the Gold Coast.
Yep.
And have a lot of good-looking people in their swimwear come and join us.
I'm not seeing a problem with this.
No, I think it's a perfect idea.
Which
means that we need more cash. So if you're not a member, become one at joy.org.au.
We could start some sort of Kickstarter campaign.
We could, actually.
Yeah.
Maybe we can go to see the Gold Coast.
Yes.
A schoolies / 22nd. Although then we'll be toolies more than schoolies, because we're too old to be the schoolies, because they're like 18 and stuff.
Shh. You don't let people know that. This is the joys of radio. They can't see us.
No, but we're... I'm talking not us. Not us personally. I'm talking the station. It's a fun show. We're here until 7 o'clock, driving you home with a fun stuff of joy. And we've got some little fun guests coming up shortly, direct here from the Yarra Room at the Melbourne Town Hall for Joy's 21st birthday and World AIDS Day 2014. Live, loud and proud here on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. Radio that's out and proud. Joy!
We are out and proud here from the Melbourne Town Hall for World AIDS Day and Joy's 21st birthday. And Simon, we have someone very special in our backseat joining us this afternoon.
We do. We have a lead leather man joining us.
Hello.
And what a way to kick off the show.
Nothing is more celebratory than a leather man in the backseat.
Indeed. So welcome to the show, Ben.
Good afternoon.
Now, you're here. You're an ambassador for the Enough campaign. Tell us about your involvement with that.
Okay, well, particularly once I became Lead Leatherman, I had this position where I could actually speak to a lot of people and get a message across. It seemed like the perfect opportunity to essentially come out that I'm a positive man, I won't put up with discrimination, and I could essentially get that message out there that discrimination and stigma is, it's not only thoughtless and insensitive and, you know, hurtful at times, it's actually a dangerous thing. What I've always said about the worst way that stigma has impacted me was my own stigma. Before I was diagnosed, I didn't want to be that positive man. I just could not face the idea of you know, being part of the world as a positive man. So I went for a ridiculously long time without being tested. I took risks, as a lot of people do. You know, we've got to be honest about that. And I have no idea when I contracted the virus. I have no idea how long I was positive before I knew about it. Finding out was actually the best thing that ever happened to me, to actually face up to the fact that it makes absolutely no difference in my life. It's...
Seeing as you brought that up, I did want to touch on that. There are a lot of people who don't go and get tested for, I suppose, you know, the fact that a test could come back positive, which then sort of, I suppose, the stigma attached to it is the reason why people aren't going to get tested as well. So it's great to sort of be a part of that campaign to try and end stigma.
And again, it's a personal stigma. It's not only stigmatising people who you know have the virus, it's your own stigma about getting it yourself.
Yes.
And that's where it falls apart. You know, if you're too scared to face up to the truth and manage your own risk, or, you know, manage your own health, then you are causing danger to other people out there. You know, we're looking at the message for World AIDS Day is towards zero, so zero new infections, zero deaths, all that sort of thing, and that's not going to happen unless you take responsibility for your own health.
And how do you feel that rapid testing is sort of shaped?
I think it's a wonderful thing. To get it out there in the community is an interesting project, and it does seem to be having some great effects to reduce the fear of being tested, but also just in an environment of, you know, of going to a doctor's clinic and getting results straight back.
Yes,
I think that is just a wonderful thing. It takes away that, you know, there was always that 7 days or, you know, whatever it was, of anxiety where you would just build up and convince yourself that you were positive.
That's
and
right,
that would turn people off doing it as well. So
yeah,
the
true.
Rapid testing, it's like you're in, you're out, you know what's going on. You know that if there is anything scary coming up or, you know, something unexpected, that it's going to be tested further, that, you know, that's when we
we're going to have a bit of a dance now, Simon. A bit of a dance. We'll let Ben get some leather on, and we'll have a bit of a dance and some music right here on Joy Proud Live Loud on air right here from the Town Hall for Joy's 21st birthday here on Joy 94.9.
Joy.
Of course, we're at the Town Hall here, Joy 94.9, for Joy's 21st birthday and World AIDS Day. But Ben's with us.
We were too busy celebrating the moment. We got distracted.
We were distracted by a very good-looking man who you have just showing some photos of,
nothing to do with why we're here. But we don't mind that.
Look, I don't mind that. That's fun. That's good fun.
Look, yes.
You know?
Indeed.
Lumbersexual
is the way to go.
Yes,
correct. I don't know what
I won't say anything else. You go.
Okay, good. Now
let's get back to
now, distracted by hot men.
Yes, I know. It's always the case for us,
isn't it?
Now, Ben, you were the Lead Leatherman, and you know, you've been wheeled out and about for different things.
Mm-hmm.
Is what do you think has been the most important thing that you have done in your time of being a very important, popular person in Melbourne?
Before I was a has-been, yes.
Yes.
To be honest, this was probably one of the best things I could have done.
Yes.
That's
okay.
Getting to be involved in the Enough campaign, actually getting to put a message out there to people that was actually going to hopefully change lives to a point, you know, that's probably one of the most worthwhile things I've done. You know, all the stuff that I did with the Lead and with Manhouse, the guys that organised the sponsor, or the title itself, was wonderful. But to actually do something back to the community, to give something back, was just wonderful. And I've found it very empowering. I've found it a very easy way for me to adjust to being positive. I mean, I was positive before I had the title, all that said, I've also found it that's an excellent way to educate people.
Mm-hmm.
For the fact that I'm very visibly and very known as being a positive man, it means people can feel comfortable talking to me and asking me questions. They can find out what becomes safer and what becomes more risky, how you can interact positive and negative men together. Because, you know, that's a discrimination that can happen from both sides. Positive men can be resistant of being with negative men just as much as negative men can be resistant of being with positive men. Sorry, I'm focusing very much on men. My title was Lead Leather Man. But I should be a little more inclusive than
and
that.
You are very much, you know, man, so that's...
Well, that's... Yeah, I am. Yeah,
But the whole discussion around the serodiscordant relationship is sort of one of the one of your main...
Exactly. So when I was launched as an UF ambassador, and for a very long period, I was in a serodiscordant relationship. We never had a problem with each other. I was really scared when I was diagnosed that it would be the end of the relationship, and at that point, I probably wouldn't have... I wouldn't have blamed my partner at the time if he said, I just can't deal with it. Particularly because, as I said, for a long period of time, I hadn't been tested, so I could have been positive for a fair extent of the relationship. We're incredibly lucky that I wasn't on treatment and I still didn't manage to pass the virus on to him. It is a difficult disease to pass on. Disease is the wrong word. Sorry, I'm losing my political correctness at a rapid rate. It isn't an easy thing to pass on, but the risk is always there. You always have to protect yourself. And you also have to protect the people around you. It's my responsibility to be on treatment, to keep my viral load undetectable, so that I'm not putting other people at risk, and people have to take responsibility for their own health. Looking at protection, being aware of their partner's status, it works to both ways.
Do you feel that with the introduction or I suppose with PrEP, do you think that that's sort of changing the way that those relationships are looked at?
I think it'll be interesting to see how it unfolds here. I cannot wait for it to be a bigger part of our community here. One thing I found over in the States was that people are looking at PrEP plus protection, so they're not using it as a substitute. They are still using condoms. They are still using other safe sex methods to ensure that other diseases aren't spread as well. Because that's something that, you know, people sort of think, well, we are on PrEP, you don't need to worry about a condom. That's rubbish, because there are still other things that the PrEP isn't going to protect you from. So it's a game changer. It's definitely a game changer. So long as, again, once people are educated and know how to use it, I think it's wonderful that people are taking responsibility for themselves.
It would be good to find out how it all goes in the end. Thank you, Ben, for joining us here in the Town Hall.
It's been wonderful. Happy birthday, Joy.
Indeed, it is 21st birthday here for Joy 94.9. We're live from the Melbourne Town Hall, the Yarra Room. Thank you, Ben, for joining us.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for letting me waffle on. And we'll see you soon.
You can leave those photos here.
No, they're mine.
It's Simon Michael here on Joy 94.9.
This is World AIDS Day 2014. On Joy 94.9, we remember.
My name's Sam. I'm 21. I contracted HIV around two and a half years ago. When I first found out, I was pretty shocked. I remember sitting on the bed for about 24 hours and not moving, just about 50 coffees and about 5 packets of cigarettes. And, it was a big shock to me. I started to lose... I lost a lot of weight over some time, and I'd gone to the doctors, and I'd lost about 20 kilos in a period of about 3 months. And I thought that was quite normal. And I went to the doctors, and the doctor said, oh, no, that's not normal. We better do a test. Anyway, finally got the results back, and I found out, and that's when I sort of sat down and pondered over it for a long period of time and worried about what I was going to do in career and thinking that I'm not going to have a career because, you know, it's all over.
On World AIDS Day 2014, we unite in the hope of getting to zero. Max Niggle is with us. He's the coordinator for the Positive Speakers Bureau. Max, we've got kids in high school who at best get a little bit of heterosexual biology in mice and men. If they're in the LGBTIQ community, they get bugger all.
So, I actually dispute that. First of all, the Department of Education's got the whole of school sexuality or catching online curriculum tool, which is fabulous around education. Secondly, Family Planning Victoria have released an amazing resource called Safe Landing about schools embedding curriculums permanently into their curriculum.
None of this is rolled out as policy yet.
No, it's not, unfortunately, because it's not compulsory in Victoria. Parts of it will be embedded into the national curriculum. However, ways to inform students. First of all, we've got an amazing team of secondary school nurses in all secondary schools. Then you've got the work of the Family Planning Victoria school educators. You've got the work of peer educators that go out as young people educating around HIV and sexually transmitted infections. Then you've got other programs such as the Positive Speakers Bureau. So our speakers in the last 2 years have spoken to more than 16,000 people.
Wow.
The majority of those are secondary school students, years 9 and 10.
How do they take it?
Amazingly good. Our speakers have students come up and hug them, and often they've been touched by HIV.
Through an uncle or a family member, right?
Family member. Okay, yeah. And more recently, we had speakers down in Warrnambool, Casterton, Hamilton, around that area. They've had 5 HIV diagnoses there in the last 12 months, not in the school community, but in the broader community. Mm-hmm. So HIV is real, and it's we can use that data to impact upon them.
On Joy 94.9, this is World AIDS Day.
Hello, Fiona.
Hello, Michael. Hello, Simon.
Hello, Fiona.
Good to be back.
Well, it's nice to have you.
Thank you. I've lost my voice a little bit, so I sound like I'm in drag today.
That's okay. That's part of the party fun.
Yeah, that's right.
But also in the back seat is His Royal Highness, the General Manager of Joy 94.9, Conrad Brown. Good afternoon, Conrad.
Thank you so much for using my full title.
Well, it's part of the contract.
I really appreciate that.
That's okay. That's okay. We're here to help.
I'm wondering why you didn't dress like one of our ex-Lord Mayors.
With my robes.
Yeah, where's your robe and your chains?
Wear them in the office.
Yeah, I've got them hanging up in the office at the moment, so you know, I just sort of casual it up for you guys today.
Well, oh, nice. I will only bow to you if you're wearing your robes.
That is totally fine.
Part of the deal.
I prefer it when no one bows to me, because that gets quite awkward.
It does.
That's what you say.
But I secretly love it.
Now, for a whole month, mm-hmm. Joy's been celebrating 21 years on air.
Yes.
Are you tired yet?
Slightly. Yeah. Is it only a month? Are you sure?
Something like, around about, roughly. Yeah. Roughly. Not even I have spent this much time celebrating my own birthday.
You used to celebrate your own birthday for a whole month.
Yes, correct. This. Yes, that's right. That's right. But then got too much. It's too much.
Yeah, it's the birth festival.
It's like Moomba gone mad, your birthday.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, birthday month is always fun. And I guess for Joy, we wanted to start that kind of lead up to our 21st birthday with lots of different events, so lots of different people could get involved. So we did lots of kind of community engagement, I guess you could say. We took a bunch of Joy listeners off to see Aqua in St Kilda, which was fun.
Yes.
We jumped on a train and made it very, very gay and took that train to Shepparton for the Ride to Pride Festival.
How did Shepparton take to that?
Apparently they loved it.
No, Shepparton's gay friendly.
Yeah.
Mm. They've got colourful painted cows everywhere.
Oh, wow.
Did you notice that?
No, I did not.
Oh, it's a feature.
Excellent. I love to hear that.
Yeah.
And then for the last week, we've just been ramping it up. So it's been our birthday week. So big party at the station for 7 days, lots and lots of sugary foods, caffeinated beverages, and potato chips to keep everyone going.
How was the crash after that?
Yeah, we're still coming down.
Still coming down.
Like a ton of bricks. But that was lots of fun, lots of special guests. And it was part of the whole thing was to also remind people about our connection to the community over the last 21 years and get people on air to talk to those different groups and organisations and individuals that we have helped along the way and those that have helped us as well. It was basically a big love fest and it was lovely.
When Joy was invited to be a part of the 7pm project on Channel 10,
mm-hmm.
what were your thoughts around that? That must have been a huge buzz.
Yeah, it was fun. I think we've always had a really great relationship with Channel 10. And so to be, given basically the audience, made up of all Joysters for that evening was fun. We all got to see Kim Kardashian, which was interesting.
She's a regular talk spot on our show, isn't she?
Yes. Mm.
The Kardashian report. Not on this week because
we've got a newsreader again.
That's right.
Yeah. Fair enough. I'm sure she'd love to jump in the back seat.
She probably would, actually.
She does with many people. There's photos to show it, too.
There you go. I actually was one of the... At the end of the show, Rove invited myself and the Murphys up to get a photo behind the desk. So I actually sat in the same chair as Kim Kardashian. So to me, that was the greatest birthday present I could have ever received.
Wow.
Have you washed your pants?
No, they're actually hanging up at Joy. They're framed. Yes, you can all go and see them. Should have brought them to the Yarra Room.
Oh, yes. These balls are begging for a pair of Kim Kardashian kissed pants.
Yes. But that was really fun. And I think it was those kind of events that it's nice to be acknowledged outside of the station and give people something fun to do that's not necessarily about anything other than just having fun.
Excellent.
Yeah. What's next for Joy? In a few words, what's next?
So then it's going to be the 22nd birthday. No, we've got a lot of really big things, I think, in terms of what's coming up for the future. We're launching a couple of really big projects in the next year. National Youth Week next year, we're launching our Schools Out Loud program, where we'll be basically training 100 school kids on how to podcast and present and produce radio. And we'll be helping them present their stories online and on air. So it's a really amazing project that's going to bring, you know, 100 new talented young folks to our station. Plus we've got another really great project that's coming up, which is around radio plays, which is going to be fantastic. But yeah, there's so much that we're going to be doing over the summer, and we want everyone to come along and check it out. It's going to be huge. The Summer of Joy 2014-2015. Bring
Sounds
it on.
Exciting.
It's lot. There's lots going on.
A lot.
The best way is be a member, joy.org.au. Check out the website. Everything you need is there. Conrad, thank you for popping in and saying hello.
Thank you, Conrad.
Thank you. Thanks, Conrad.
You're in the back seat with Simon and Michael on Joy 94.9, live, loud and proud from the Melbourne Town Hall, right here for Joy's 21st birthday and World AIDS Day 2014.
This is World AIDS Day 2014. On Joy 94.9, we remember.
My name's Sam, I'm 21. I contracted HIV around two and a half years ago. When I first found out, I was pretty shocked. I remember sitting on the bed for about 24 hours and not moving, just about 50 coffees and about five packets of cigarettes. And it was a big shock to me. I started to lose, I lost a lot of weight over some time, and I'd gone into the doctors and I'd lost about 20 kilos in a period of about 3 months. And I thought that was quite normal. And I went to the doctors and the doctor said, oh no, that's not normal. We better do a test. Anyway, finally got the results back and I found out, and that's when I sort of sat down and pondered over it for a long period of time and worried about what I was going to do in career and thinking that I'm not going to have a career because, you know, it's all over.
On World AIDS Day 2014, we unite in the hope of getting to zero. Max Niggle is with us. He's the coordinator for the Positive Speakers Bureau. Max, we've got kids in high school who at best get a little bit of heterosexual biology in mice and men. If they're in the LGBTIQ community, they get bugger all. So,
I actually dispute that. First of all, the Department of Education's got the whole of school sexuality or catching online curriculum tool, which is fabulous around education. Secondly, Family Planning Victoria have released an amazing resource called Safe Landing about schools embedding curriculums permanently into their curriculum.
None of this is rolled out as policy yet.
No, it's not, unfortunately, because it's not compulsory in Victoria. Parts of it will be embedded into the national curriculum. However, ways to inform students. First of all, we've got an amazing team of secondary school nurses in all secondary schools. Then you've got the work of the Family Planning Victoria school educators. You've got the work of the peer educators that go out as young people educating around HIV and sexually transmitted infections. Then you've got other programs such as the Positive Speakers Bureau. So our speakers in the last 2 years have spoken to more than 16,000 people.
Wow.
The majority of those are secondary school students, years 9 and 10.
How do they take it?
Amazingly good. Our speakers have students come up and hug them, and often they've been touched by HIV.
Through an uncle or a family member, right?
Family member. Okay, yeah. And more recently, we had speakers down in Warrnambool, Casterton, Hamilton, around that area. They've had 5 HIV diagnoses there in the last 12 months, not in the school community, but in the broader community. Mm-hmm. So HIV is real, and it's we can use that data to impact upon them.
On Joy 94.9, this is World AIDS Day.
On down to the town hall, Melbourne Town Hall, Simon.
You are having a bit of a shimmy, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, for Joy's 21st birthday in the Yarra Room at the Melbourne Town Hall, celebrating fun and of 21 years, Fiona. 21 years.
Yes, we've been broadcasting a long time now.
A long time.
A long time.
It's also World AIDS Day today.
It is.
And with us in the back seat here in the Yarra Room is a man who has been doing a lot of work with the people who live with HIV and AIDS within Melbourne and Victoria. One of the founders of Straight Arrows, it's Peter Davis. Hello, Peter.
Good afternoon.
Look, Peter, can you tell us about Straight Arrows? What is Straight Arrows?
Back in the early 90s, I was on the program management committee for people living with HIV and AIDS, which is the peak body representing HIV positive people in Victoria. It's now called Positive Living Victoria. And there were about 3 to 4 members on the committee who came and spoke to me, our 3 guys who were in heterosexual relationships at the time. And they had met with a social worker at the Alfred Hospital, and she put forward the idea of forming a support group for heterosexuals living with HIV. Because there were no support services at all at that time. And so we just started with volunteers, and we were given a room in the Alfred Hospital. And the group's still going strong. In the 2000s, we expanded our membership base to include women as well living with HIV. And we've got around 600 members now. And some of the main functions of the group is each year we have a very well-known camp called Camp Seaside. And that's for lots and lots of kids and families living with HIV. We had it down at Phillip Island this year. Just lots of fun, more just like relaxation and a break for the parents and the kids to socialise. And our workers also at Straight Arrows, they get out into the hospital clinics and they represent heterosexuals living with HIV to the peak bodies such as government, and also working together with Positive Living Victoria.
Yeah. It's quite a, we hear a lot about those living with HIV and AIDS within the LGBTIQ communities, yeah. And we often forget about our straight allies who have those same things, those issues around the same.
Yeah, well, globally it's very much a heterosexual disease. You know, Australia had, in the 90s, I remember going to the AIDS Impact Conference that had the highest rate of HIV infection attributable to male-to-male sexual contact. Mm-hmm. And it was the fact that our gay community was so proactive at education that curtailed the spread out into the straight population. So we're very lucky to live in this country where we had such a great response from the gay community, and we have such a great health system. But unfortunately, like, you know, last year 23% of new infections could be heterosexual, you know, infections. So it is spreading out into the straight community gradually, yeah.
And with the males, is there a bit of stigma around, because I remember when HIV first came out, it was very much outing people, particularly males, because that was disclosing their sexuality.
Yeah.
With straight men, is there a bit of a stigma around, will people assume that I'm gay?
Yeah, well, we in our group, we have, I guess, a general attitude that, you know, sexuality can be fluid, but as long our members sort of identify predominantly as heterosexual, they are heterosexual at the moment in their lives or most of their lives, so they would call themselves straight, heterosexual people. So we have a kind of a rule that we don't ask people how they caught it and that sort of thing, because that's where stigma can come up, you know. Mm. So we respect that privacy, but we respect the fact that they identify as heterosexual, and that's what our group represents. And I can say inside the group, I don't see any stigma at all. It's more about just getting together and socialising, because it can be a very isolating position to be heterosexual, to be straight and living with HIV. So I think the guys just really appreciate having a place where they can just get together and meet other people in the same situation. And particularly the camps, you know, like you'll just see heaps of kids running around and playing and the adults, you know, getting to know each other.
it sounds like it's one of those things we often forget. You know, it's one of those aspects that we often forget about.
Yeah.
And it's great that you have that support base for those, for everyone, you know, everyone who's affected by HIV and AIDS.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of immigrants coming into the country, you know, who may be HIV positive sometimes, you know, and we're able to give them the first support and access to services, the first step meeting our group, you know, sometimes,
Look, it's a fascinating. If we had more time, I wish we could chat more. But Peter, thank you very much for coming in. Straight Arrows is the organisation.
Yep.
Thank you for being part of our 21st birthday and also commemorating World AIDS Day right here, live, loud and proud from the Yarra Room at Melbourne Town Hall. Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.